each and every one. Our subject tonight is the abundant life. I want to read two verses. The first verse is what Jesus said, both of them. One is Luke 9:23, and it says, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The second one we find in John 10:10, known by the most of us, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." We are living in an age of greed and selfishness. Many are living to get, not to give. We see this disturbing reality in many areas around us. People are preoccupied with self and what they can get during their short life on earth. And you know the saying, "What's in it for me?" And how contrary to the example and life-giving principles of Christ, our Savior. He came to bring life. He revealed it and demonstrated it, and with the principle that he had in his life. He clearly taught that life is not to be found in living for self, on the contrary, but rather in giving of self in the service of God and others. Furthermore, under the Lord's protection and guidance, he has charged himself to the care and protection of his sheep, us, and to provide full satisfaction under his eternal wings. The Lord came to save us and revive us and give us eternal life. Amen. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people in this world who are refusing the new life that God gives. Again, he also offered us the opportunity to be joint heirs with Christ and heirs of eternal life. And so many are refusing. They are not taking advantage of this golden opportunity. He assured us with his words, "I am come that they might have life." And so many are refusing the offer to profess belief in Christ and to receive his precious gift. The precious gift we're talking about is eternal life. We Christians should be thankful for the wonderful life he has given us. We have so many blessings to thank him for. He wants us first to share our homes, our hearts, and our lives with him in times of joy and happiness as well as in times of sorrow. We should thank him every day when we are enjoying health and prosperity and are able to work and serve. We should thank him for a happy marriage, for the birth of children, and for their growth and development, and for peaceful homes he blessed us with. The abundant life Jesus promised is the way of obedience to his will and be holy as he is holy. I repeat, it is in the way of obedience to his will and be holy as he is holy. It starts by taking the Lord as our personal Savior, confessing our sins, and following him daily. "I have come," he said. "I have come." He opened the way with the shedding of his blood and paved the road to true life and eternal joy. Every road in life will come to an end, as we all know. But Christ's way of life is the only way without a dead end. It's the spiritual route open to everyone who desires freedom from guilt and ruin. Therefore, Jesus came. Amen. Friends, John 10:10 tells us that the Lord intends for us to have happy, useful, and fruitful lives. Lives that shine and light the pathway of others. This kind of life is the result of pure, clean, upright living. People search for this kind of life, but many search in the wrong direction. To have a full and meaningful life will only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, He is the light of the world. And D.L. Moody commented, he said, "A holy life will produce the deepest impression. Lighthouses blow no horns, they only shine." Human beings are made by God to have fellowship with Him. We are created for this purpose. He speaks in Proverbs 8:31, "I have my delight in the sons of men." There is no way we can ignore God and have ultimate happiness. God has planned a happy, victorious life for everyone, and He has provided the means whereby we can have this life. All we need to do is a total commitment to Him, walk in His Spirit, be obedient to His will, and enjoy the abundant life. Have you experienced this abundant life? You have now an open invitation today to this life. Love the Lord and live closer to Him. Resist the devil and his attacks. Be on the alert and live in obedience to His word. You will experience the abundant life and its fruit in your life that Paul writes about in Philippians 4:8. Please listen. Whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is an excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. Amen. One last word. Just imagine the Creator of the universe. He came down to us. He came down to us with one purpose: to give us life. Just think of how much He loves us and cares for us. Look at how much He had accomplished in us and through us, and all that He is able to accomplish in the future. A more abundant life. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.